Think of the empty walls of this new museum as a canvas on which a rich century is about to be portrayed. Filling the walls and halls called for a massive act of creation.
Including the recent ones. The back wall here would be for hard-edged things, and that would include Albers, Biedermann, including the new Biedermann gift,
right. And
also the all red at Reinhardt.
William Lieberman is the curator of 20th century art at the Metropolitan Museum. He worked to recreate a century, to use his knowledge and taste to define
and then,
a time.
The two walls, the color field paintings of Nolan and of Lewis and of Frankenthaler, who preceded them.
This is a working man, hard at work.
This then would continue into more recent work of the 70s, ending over there with probably the Liechtenstein and the Rosenquist. Then this wall would have the Guston and possibly the two Kitais, ours and the one for Mr. Benenson.
Right.
And then we'd have...
Curator Lieberman toured our own artistic era with our own Beverly Sills.
When did Mrs. Wallace make this gift?
During her lifetime, Mrs. Wallace died a few years ago, but she was a very great benefactor of this museum. For instance, the 32 Egyptian galleries are named after her, and there's gorgeous flowers always in the front hall, the great hall.
Well, she was a great friend to all of us.
Yes.
I knew her very well, too. Did she stipulate that this should be a contemporary gallery?
Not contemporary, modern. Actually, 20th century. This room was devoted primarily to the artists of the School of Paris, artists not working in an Impressionist tradition. This wall gives you really a gorgeous bag full of Picassos.
A bag full of Picassos?
Well, you can't say a gaggle of Picassos.
A
Picasso.
Gaggle or a herd. How about a herd?
A herd.
Of Picassos.
No, a pride of Picassos.
A pride, I like that even better. There's something from his blue period, obviously.
That's right. That was painted in Barcelona in 1903.
Yeah.
Then in 1906, his great portrait of Gertrude Stein,
yes,
certainly one of the most important paintings of our century. And then in 1923, the famous Woman in White.
Isn't that fabulous, that one? You want to tell me about that?
Well, that's a very great Matisse. And it's in a very peculiarly American Matisse, Beverly.
What? Why?
It was shown in the famous Armory Show in America, in New York City, in 1913. You see the dance in the background, and that dance is Matisse's famous painting, which he did in 1906. And the painting is resting against a wall in the studio. In front of the painting, he's placed a sculptor's turntable, and on it, really bubbling, are the nasturtiums in that vase. Also notice how the figures were outlined.
Yes.
They're not. That white is the white of the canvas itself. Go close.
Now, is that the way the original painting is too?
No.
Now, why do you suppose he did it for this one?
Because he was experimenting. He was reliving. Remember, this is 6 years later.
Isn't that fabulous? And this behind me, Mr. Kandinsky?
It's painted in the same year, and as I said, was also in the Armory Show. It's one of Kandinsky's improvisations, but it's very exact. It's the Garden of Love.
How much of a collection is is downstairs? How much is not even going to be able to come up here?
Well, that's the purpose of the new wing, to show our marvelous holdings of 20th century art. In other words, there'll be much less in storage, but what storage there is will be quite available, and actually it's hidden in the walls of these galleries.
The Metropolitan has owned an impressive collection of modern art for as long as there has been modern art. Now it has an acre and a half of new exhibition space for it. All fall and winter, a steady parade of painting and sculpture has marched and glided through the doors of the Metropolitan Museum. Under the wrapping, 2.5 tons of steel sculpture. It is called Curve 32. It was created by Ellsworth Kelly.
Okay, I'd like to take the Soutine portrait that's around the wall, it's on the wall, and put it next to the Dufy, where the Pascal. Can you check, Tony, the belly line of the Stein?
Sorry.
Okay, I think it's a little screwy in the upper right. The Dufy gate is cockeyed. It needs a new stretcher and a new frame. Let's leave it at 30 for now. Just get it straight. It goes down on the right and on the same belly line. It comes down a hair on the right. Okey-doke. Can we take the Dali crucifixion and just put it face to the wall in the other room? Plan everything very carefully and then do absolutely different. One plans sort of generally where things will go, but I found over many, many years that the minute you actually are touching or dealing with the works of art, that thoughts change. Keep this on the truck. Can you put the truck, though, in front of the rig?
Yeah.
It goes down on the right about an inch.
Give it a little pull there.
Meanwhile, back in the 15th century, the riggers move Curve 32 toward its permanent place. 2 days, Curve 32 traveled with its escort. This time, past other sculpture from the 5th and 6th centuries B.C.
This is a very large gallery, and it's broken really into four sections. There are four temporary walls, but they're freestanding, and it's going to be devoted to American art between 1905 and 1940. On the wall here is John Sloan. Another view painted especially for you in 1928. This is a view of New York. It's Edward Hopper's Williamsburg Bridge. I've never been able to figure out which side of the bridge you are looking from. You have a feeling of emptiness and solitude that is characteristic of Hopper. A year later, Hopper in New England, wonderful lighthouse. Here we have an Edward Hopper, painted in 1930.
What a wonderful one.
Yes. Oh. It's called Table for Ladies.
Oh, how wonderful.
See the grapefruit?
Yeah.
Think of it, though, in terms of an abstract painting. It's quite fascinating. I mean, Mondrian would have approved of such a composition. And the next paintings of the late 30s are all in an expressionist tradition. This again is by John Stuart Curry.
It's powerful.
Yes, and it shows John Brown with the tornado behind him. Who did these two paintings, Beverly? Well, if you look closely, they're by Bill de Kooning.
You're joking.
This is a marvelous painting of his. The year is 1938. Who did that?
That looks like a mural to me.
Well, it's Stuart Davis.
Right,
it's
again.
It's admirably made.
Through the Michael Rockefeller wing of primitive art, the mysterious sculpture rolled toward its own time. The great painting by Jackson Pollock typifies really what is exciting about the work of the abstract expressionists. Here, painting quite literally has left the easel. This particular painting was probably painted on the floor. People often say that it's a drip painting. Actually, it was poured. And there are films of Pollock painting work such as this.
Yes, I've seen them.
And it's almost as if his choreography was deliberate, like that of a dancer. The painting is so large that it really envelops the spectator, and it's supposed to. And it's quite fascinating. The more you look at it, the more you see. With abstract expressionism and with hindsight, certain artists, and there are a few only, seem to emerge as giants. And they are Clifford Still, Jackson Pollock, Robert Motherwell, and of course de Kooning. The artist does become occasionally a performer, and action and gesture are terribly important in the history of abstract expressionism. When I say gesture and performance, this isn't painting this way. It's painting that way with full drama, possibly even two hands. You can feel the violence, the impulse.
The theatricality.
Exactly.
Finally, Ellsworth Kelly's tempered steel Curve 32 pushed past Ellsworth Kelly's paintings called Spectrum 5. And came to rest among treasures by Louise Nevelson and Henry Moore and David Smith and Tony Smith, precisely where it belongs.
Position in contemporary art should be?
The Metropolitan Museum's collections are encyclopedic. Mm-hmm. They're really the history, the visual history of man. Modern art has always played a role in that encyclopedia here at the Met. And finally, it's coming out with its own exhibition area. When you say a role, say today, and modern art, the museum should always look. The museum should sometimes acquire, and the museum should also try to evaluate.
Congratulations. How are you doing? This must be quite a day for you.
All these ladies hanging around. Say hello.
It's well.
Have masterpieces, of course, there must be a master. This place is William Lieberman's masterpiece. On the day after tomorrow, this wing of the museum will be open to the public. Then it will be our masterpiece, too.